The whole hypothesis is that perhaps adjuvant trastuzumab benefits even HER2 negative early stage breast cancer. That's the central hypothesis that's raised by the PAIC retrospective analysis. So there are two possibilities to explain his observation of a favorable hazard ratio in samples that were retested and found to be HER2 negative according to PAIC's own measurements in his lab. One possibility is that there was systematic laboratory error in the reference lab. So one possibility is all that this is spurious. After all those patients were judged to be HER2 positive somewhere in the NSABP. That's how they gained access to that trial in the first place. So who's right and who's wrong? That's a possibility that needs to be ironed out before we go any further down this road. Meanwhile, the other cooperative groups are trying to see if they can find any evidence in support of this data set by looking at, you know, reanalyzing their own data set. So I know that the NCCTG and the BCIRG, for example, are collaborating now to pool their numbers. They'll have very large data sets to take a critical look at this, and they'll look and see if they can find a similar signal. Now, Edith Perez has looked at the NCCTG data set in isolation, and the problem with that analysis is that the results don't reach statistical significance like they did in Paik's case.
But she sort of saw the same thing.
But the hazard ratios are trending in the same direction as what. So it's in the eye of the beholder whether you believe the NCCTG data set supports the NSABP observation or refutes it. If you look at the statistics, you could say, well, it doesn't exactly add up. If you look at the hazard ratios, they are trending in a similar direction as Paik described. The other possibility, other than laboratory error, is that Paik is right, and that maybe there will be some benefit by some heretofore undescribed mechanism of action of trastuzumab that works even in HER2-negative disease. Now, against that possibility is the fact that Herceptin does not work in metastatic HER2-negative disease. We have a randomized trial that proves that. Moreover, other HER2-targeted therapies don't have activity against HER2-negative disease either. At this last ASCO, we saw the first-line Taxol plus or minus lapatinib trial, which was stratified according to HER2 status. And in the HER2-positive subjects, there was a benefit of lapatinib. In the HER2-negatives, there was no evidence of any benefit whatsoever. So unless the mechanism of action of trastuzumab is different than other HER2-targeted agents, then we can't explain this data.